Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Boy, when you see a guy like Kevin Gausman throwing 95 miles an hour and then that split change about 10 miles an hour slower, you kind of look at yourself and say, how in the world is he 1-7? He was pretty good, wasn't he, Terry?
Yeah, and he is pretty good. You know, I think you got to throw out the record. I think that's obviously very deceptive. Been kind of a tough luck pitcher, and that happens sometimes because his stuff is really good. And like you said, mid-90s fastball, and then the split change, whatever he calls it, you know, off of the fastball was a really good pitch. And he executed his game plan really well, and he gave us fits. And sometimes that happens. And, you know, he got his three early, which really helps any pitcher, and he made it stand up.
Yeah, Mark Trumbo has had the Indians' number here this season. You said he should be suspended for using a two-iron. It was almost like you were prophetic. He has had some kind of season, and is there a better ballpark to hit in for him?
But I don't think it matters. I mean, he's just a really good hitter. Yeah, some of those low-line drives might be doubles, but, I mean, my goodness. And I think the play that got overlooked was in the first inning was Chris Davis hit a bullet to Kip. We're in the shift. We handled it really well, but he hustled down the line. A lot of games, first inning, cleanup hitter, it's a double play. And Trumbo doesn't get a chance to come up. So him hustling down the line gave him a run and then allowed Trumbo to come hit. So sometimes you tip your cap. You know, we talk about our guys hustling down the line a lot. Other teams do it too.
Terry, how tough is it when you're on these three-city trips, that final leg of a three-city trip, especially when you think of the weather that you've been involved in here for 10, 11 days?
You know, you'd like to think it doesn't matter because, you know, you play a game and you move on and play a game. But I do think towards the end of a trip, you know, you get a little bit worn down and guys get a little cranky and, you know, you can see it. And it's happened to us most of these 10-day trips. But, you know, that's why we come back to play today's game, because if you start thinking about too many other things, you either get overwhelmed, you get daunted, you know, it gets daunting. Let's just play today's game. We got Corey Kluber on the mound. We feel always good about that, and then we get to go home, which is really good. We got an off day, and then we're home, and that should help a ton.
Well, the key is Corey Kluber has not cut up any jerseys, right? He will start today.
You know, when you think, you know the thing, we always think our problems are the worst, and then when you read that, it's hard not to laugh. I mean, I know the White Sox probably aren't laughing, but my goodness, there was a little levity at least after the game last time when I saw that.
But the thing about Corey is he has been really good. Yeah, he's had a couple of outings, maybe three or four, but for the most part, Terry, he has really pitched well this year, especially when you've needed it.
Yeah, he's gotten to a point in his career where he's pretty reliable and at a high level. And you know, again, I think that for young kids or young pitchers, when your work ethic and your routines are that good, even when things don't go well, you have something to fall back on. And that's why when he has a tough outing, he's able to corral it so quickly, because his routines and his work ethic is so solid. And then he's able to pitch at a high level because he doesn't have to do more on the day he pitches. He can go out and have some fun.
Are you getting any, I don't want to say caught up in these trade rumors. You don't. You've got too many other things on your plate. But is this a tough week when you talk about trade rumors? Because you're hearing the Indians a lot.
I think it was tough, Hammy, if you think you're a seller. Because, you know, you're talking about guys leaving. I think when you're hopefully a buyer, it's more exciting than trepidation or guys having anxiety. I think there's maybe a little bit of a nervous excitement that maybe we get help. You know, again, maybe we don't, but we're certainly not going to be a seller.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's your KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and the Orioles coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.